We were learning last week
about the Olam HaTmuris, the world of exchanges that took place, the eating from the Eitz HaDaas, Tov V'Ra, the confusion since that time, the Nyanus, the world that is under the control to a large extent of the Koyach and Adama, of imagination. And I told you last week, at the end we were learning, you cited this from Rabbi Nachman of Nelson, that we need, before we can continue in the Alei Shur and then subsequently going deeper and deeper to the Koyches and Nefesh, to identify the Ani, who the Ani is, so we should be able to live in that world, in this lifetime that's true, that we would first learn this piece from Rabbi Yeruchim. We would learn, especially two mamorim from Rabbi Yeruchim Lavovitz, the great Mashgiach of Nir, Rabbi Yeruchim. Hamesbor medivya achofim lutzato bedaz tunis. We see where it says, Soid hatoiv hara, metzias ubilti metzias. It's a very, very big yesidus in everything that we're learning. And the ik is that we should come out with the toelas of really being able to come to the tachlis of menuchas ha-nefesh. Hamesbor medivya achochem lutzato, Ramchal. In Daz Tunis, Shakol Tachlisoi Shul Adam Harishin, Hoyla Hakir Ezara Ulavatli. Remember, we spoke about this, that Adam Harishin had the ability to continue in a way of distinguishing, making a distinction between Emes and Sheker, truth and falsehood, not to be deluded by the dimion of Tov and Ra, the delusion of good and evil. Ve'al kein hu amda habriya ba'ofen u'tmuna zu shel Tov v'Ra. It's clear that it was the Ratzon Hashem. We understand, this is the Metzius that we're living in, that Hashem Baruch set up the world in such a way, He established the Bria, who amda ha-Bria, v'ayfen u'tmuna zu shel Tevera. The creation was established, was set up, with a Seder of Tevera, where it appears to us that there's good and there's evil, and that we have to make choices. This is the way Hashem wanted creation to appear. The Tov V'Ra Shtei Mitziyos Hein. Tov and Ra are two Mitziyos, two realities. One that's called Tov, good, and one that's called Ra, evil. Two realities. Mitziyos Achas Shel Mitziyos, this is exactly what we're learning, you'll see. The first, Tov, is a Mitziyos Achas Shel Mitziyos. The reality of good. The reality of good, Rabbi Yochum says, is a Mitziyos that is Mitziyos. It's the reality that's real. That's the reality that's real. Even though the word reality is used in many ways. But Rabbi Yochum is saying that the Mitzias of Tov, that's really the Mitzias, as we were learning last week by Arichas. That's really the Mitzias. Umitzias Shainis, there's a second Mitzias. What's the second Mitzias? Umitzias Beis shall build the Mitzias. It's a Mitzias of unreality. There's a reality, because it's very real to us, we experience it, we feel it. But Rabbi Yochum says, it's a Mitzias shel bilti Mitzias. It's a reality of unreality. Now they have a term called virtual reality, right? There's such a term. Maybe that's, I don't know exactly what that means when they're talking about, it means something looks very real, but it's not. I mean, that's, right? That's what it means, virtual reality. So there's a metzius, which is built in metzius. It's a metzius shel heder v'chisaron. It's a metzius of absence. Heder. Of that which isn't. Heder v'chisaron. No, the obvious question Bucham asks is, Eich zayitachem metzius shel built in metzius. What does that mean? A metzius shel built in metzius. What is a metzius? What is the reality of unreality? What does that mean, a non-real reality? Because he's not talking about machines. The terms that I use, the computers, that's machines. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about creation. That the Baruch Shalom created a metzius which is built in metzius. A metzius of non-metzius. You know that there's a machlokes, the philosophers. When I say the philosophers, I don't mean the goyim. I mean this by tzaddikim, who were Isaac in chakiris and philosophy, and by the mekubalim. There are also very big discussions of what exactly is darkness. Is darkness the absence of light, or is there a metzius of darkness? It's when we're reading the Tanakhs, these parashiyos, it says vayomesh chayshech, that you could feel, you could touch the darkness. So the question that's discussed in the Svarim, is that a new creation? That a darkness that has some sort of metzius, that you could feel it, you could touch it? And that the darkness of creation is just in the absence of light, mimela it's dark. And this is a very big discussion in the Svarim HaKadoshim as well. How do we understand? Is darkness a metzius, a built in metzius, or is it not metzius, or is it just the absence of light? What is that? So he asks, Rabbi Yochum asks, Eich ze yetochem metzius shel built in metzius? How is it possible that there could be a metzius of non metzius? Metzius shel hadvich ze hakadabi? Eich ze havi heder the chisaron metzius? How could absence, chisaron, heder and chisaron, means absence, nothingness. How can heder and chisaron be a metzius? Hariza be'emes minifloyes aboire. Be'emes, Rabbi Yochum says, it's minifloyes aboire. Be'emes, it's a wonder of the Creator, there's such a thing. And if Lois Habayre, Shehu Kal Yachol, the Baruch Shalom can do anything, Kal Yachol. And Bor Metzias shall have that the Baruch Shalom created a Metzias of nothingness, a Metzias of Heather. In the whole world, as we know, Chazal already said this, that the world Olam, the word Olam, Olam, the world, it comes from the word ne'elam, or he'elam, which means nothingness. Missing. The word olam itself, world, means nothing. Now the world is taken very seriously. We identify everything based upon the world. And that whole thing that we call metzius, the world, what the Torah calls olam, is a lashon of he'elam. It means, like it says in Pasuk, Taila Eretz al Blima. The world is dangling on Blima. Nothingness. Garnished. And it's a pella that the Baruch Shalom could make such a thing. V'ezeh hayodim harishon tzarech lahakir ulevatal. The achrayus of Adam HaRishon. We're not going to talk about what happened with Adam HaRishon. It's not important for what we're talking about right now. But the achrayus of Adam HaRishon, and it's our achrayus as well. The achrayus of Adam HaRishon was to recognize and to distinguish between emes, which is a Metzius of Metzius, which is the real reality. And what? And Sheker, which is a Metzius of Heaven and Chitzon, which is a reality of that which is not real. The reality of what, of that which isn't real. His job was, Adam Marisan's job was, to recognize Ulevata, and to nullify that Metzius of Ein Metzius. Hainu, Lahakir She'ein Ze'el Metzius Shal Hedda V'Chisara. It was Adam's job to separate, to recognize the Metzius of Heder and Chisar, of nothingness, the unreal reality. Umimela hayamakiris hametzius haamitis. Umimela he would have recognized fully the Metzius that is true Metzius. His job was to turn away. He was given instructions by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, it exists in the garden, and it looks real, and it tastes real, and you could knock your head into it, you could stub your toe in it. But the Baruch Shalom told him, that's not for you. It's not for you. It's a Metzius, but it's a Metzius that's any Metzius. And by rejecting that, in other words, by listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accepting with Emunah that even though it smells real, it looks real, and so on, it's a Metzius of Heder. Had he been mevatel that Metzius, had he been mevatel Metzius of the snake and of that tree, then everything that was part of the unreal reality would have been cut away. And Adam HaRishon would have been left with the Metzius of Emes. I mentioned to you many times, just a few weeks ago, that there was a great sculptor, and they asked him, how did he sculpt, how did he make such a gewaldige elephant? And so with an elephant, he said, I cut away everything that didn't look like an elephant, and I had an elephant. That's how I made an elephant. Anything that didn't look like an elephant, I cut away. Had Adam HaRishon cut away the unreal reality, all that was left was the Metzius of the Ribono Shel Olam that was real. Umemelo hayamakiris hametzius haamitis, yichud hashalom, should be the ultimate unity, unification of Hashem's Baruch's name. Ukishloi hikir v'lai bitu. His failure, Adam Rishon's failure to recognize and to reject the Einu Metzius, the Helem, as a result of that, Nichnas Yoiser Bahametzius shall build the Metzius. He got deeper and deeper and deeper into this long novel, this long fiction of Metzius, which is Einu Metzius. Remember once I told the Chabur, I don't know if I said it in the Shiur here in the Chabur, but I mentioned, I think on an Erev Shabbos once, that there was a famous American writer, a Veltz Meshigene, that he wrote, in one of the books that he wrote, that the author of the book came down to visit in the middle of the book. In other words, there was a novel. It was a very, very, he was a brilliant person. It was a very involved, interesting novel. And all of a sudden, the author himself introduced himself to two of the characters. They were sitting in a bar. And the author said, hi, my name is, I don't like to say the name of Yishoyim, but it's a famous writer. He says, my name is Kurt Vonnegut. Shalom Aleichem. I created you. You don't exist. This is, you're just part of a fiction that I'm in the middle of. And I thought I would drop in and say hi. It was in the middle of a whole story. He just dropped in. The author dropped in to say hi. And the upheaval that this causes the characters in the novel, to be told that you don't truly exist, you're just fiction and I'm your creator. And then of course he steps away and we're left with this shigaon, you know, that person's madness, of his brilliant madness, and how to, you know, recuperate from that visit of the creator, who just stopped by for a little bit and said, by the way, none of this that you're experiencing, that you're taking so seriously, you know, over this drink in the bar about, you should divorce your wife, you shouldn't divorce your wife, you don't exist, and your wife doesn't exist, so don't get all fahitzed about it. Like, don't get all crazy about it, because it's a mitzvah, shein mitzvah. It's like, you're for my typewriter. I made you on my typewriter. And don't get all crazy about it. You're starting to believe that you have a mitzvah that's mitzvah. You have a mitzvah that's built in mitzvah. So I have, of course, Aleph Alpha of those. By other Harishon, for whatever reason, by other Harishon giving in, failing to identify the Helem, the Chisaron, the Einam Metzias, identifying, meaning living with that Amunah that Hashem's Baruch revealed to him, the Einam Metzias, the Bilti Metzias. As a result of that, Adam Rishon got deeper and deeper into the novel. And we're like chapter, this is bigger than Harry Potter already. We're way, way far ahead in this novel. Right? And after this year, right now we're in the Metzias and Metzias, we're learning Torah. But after this year, we're going to scatter, everybody should be healthy and well, and then we're going to be all kinds of Metzias into the Ein Metzias. Back to Harry Potter. We need all kinds of things that appear to be mitzvahs, and then you get upset because this one thought that, this one said that, and how can you be called to wish Bobby a good vav, and how can you do this? And all kinds of, back to the regular minyan, and then you get lost, just like other narration, deeper and deeper in the mitzvahs, there just ain't a mitzvahs. Nichnas Yoyse Behed B'chisar. The next page. And a person enters deeper into that world, into the oilam of helam, of head and chisarim. Zel haklal hayoyser gadol b'klolos habriyah. This is the great principle, the greatest principle in all of creation, and understanding this, that's why it's a little bit hard what we're going to learn, but it's the basis of all what we're going to be continuing with, and I'm going to be referring to, back to it all the time. And in our minds, in our hearts, we have to refer back to it all the time. So, Aklal HaYoyser Gadol V'Klal HaSabriya. This is the greatest principle, Aklal HaYoyser, Klal HaSabriya, in all of creation. And not only in creation in the world, but in each of our lives. Ish maskil umizboini, the intelligent, wise person who is looking deeply at his life and at the world that surrounds him. Sarach lahakir velirois elushtein mitziuyois. Bechol prat uprat. He must be careful. This wise, intelligent, thoughtful person has to study his life and all around him, and he has to be able to separate between these two realities. Velirois elushtein mitziuyois. Bechol prat uprat. Everything in his life. This is what it means to be a Jew. This is what it means to be a Jew. Hamitzias ha'amitis, the true reality. Vamitzias shel imitzias, and the reality that's not real. What we in the Lashon of the Mekubalim, what we were learning last week, the world of tmuros, of exchanges. That's what we're talking about. The la'at ha'chev ha'misapeches, the revolving sword, the kruvim standing by Gan Eden, other mechaber leaving paradise, entering into that confusing novel of the Olam HaTmurus, of the Heichal HaTmurus, the chamber of exchanges. But only when Mashiach comes, remember we learned last week, when Mashiach comes, he's just going to have to take away. He's going to have to just peel away the Metzias, which is not Metzias, and then we'll see the Metzias, the real Metzias, what it is. HaMetzias HaMitis, HaMetzias Shel Imetzias. Each and every one of us, has to be a ma'ish maskil mizboinein, to be intelligent and mizboinein. We're going to learn how to do this. We're going to spend a lot of time on this. This is boininess. And to be mizboinein, to be able to make this distinction between Metzias, Hamitis, the true Metzias, and Metzias Shel E Metzias, Shel Heder V'Chisar. Kol Soid HaTaivis V'Chemdis, the entire secret of all Chemdis and Taivis, all desire, Taivis and Chemdis, all desires, all desires, all longing and desire that cause so much problems, all the Taivis and the Chemdis that cause destruction, that cause kinna, jealousy and sin and hatred, and cause the Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, to become defiled and filthy and impure. All of the, he says, the kol soid ha-taivis v'chemdis. Haloi nir l'chush. You don't have to just believe in this, he says. You don't have to trust me or believe in these chazals and what we're learning. Haloi nir l'chush. You could see it mamish. You could see it with your eyes. You could see it. Shurak soid shel heder. That it's all the mystery of nothingness. It's all the soid of heder, of zero, of nothing, of heaven. Fa'av shahim, so we're all thinking, I don't know, what does that mean? How could I see that? How do I know that? That it's all, he says, it's all this, it's all heder and chisar. All the taivas and all the chemis. All the things that every single head with the Yetzaharas, and the Yetzaharas, right with the Yetzaharas, every minute of life with the Yetzaharas. He says it's all the side of heder. Va'af shehei mitzias gedol v'chazak. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says it is a mitzias. Not only is it a mitzias, it appears to us to be the most powerful, overwhelming mitzias in our lives. What do we feel more? The pleasure of fasting on Yom Kippur or the pleasure of eating not Yom Kippur? What's stronger inside of a person? What's stronger? He says, "Va'av shehi metzias gedayla v'chazalke." He says, certainly, the metzias of Eina Metzias is a powerful, powerful metzias. It's very, metzias gedayla v'chazalke. She'ein l'chadover she'yak shelo adem v'chadei l'malas v'tzaynay. Ha'olam yam zayef, the Rishonim say. The ocean is like a storm, the world rather is like a stormy ocean. The whole world is a stormy ocean. Ulamisha Zaychish Kadeshbohu Aizrai Vishayver at Sinai. In other words, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that there's nothing that would stand in the way of a person who has a taiva for something, because the taiva is like an ocean. When you want something, when you want something very badly in this world, it's mamish like an ocean that's pushing you to get this. So that metzias is very strong, it's very powerful. But ula misha zaycha shekadosh baruch hu oizrei. But if a person is zaycha, and it's with the avodah that we're going to learn, Be'ez Hashem, how to every day and every minute of the day to try to live with this avodah, a person who is zaycha, and Hashem Yisbarach helps him. The shoyver ritzayna, it all goes back to the rotzen, to the will and to the desire. And if you're successful and you shoyver ritzayna, you break through the rotzen, which creates, which manufactures the mitzis, which is not mitzis, and you break through that rotzen. Miyad harehu roye umakir mahaya kan. He right away, immediately afterwards, he sees what was over here. What was this? Harei loy klum mamish. It was nothing. It was before I indulged in the taiva. Before I indulged in the taiva before I took from the taiva, I indulged. The taiva was an ocean, was mamish, and a stormy ocean. And the ocean was telling me, if you don't have this, your life is going to be miserable, you're going to be unfulfilled, you're going to be sad, you're going to be deprived, you're going to be depressed, if you don't give into this taiva. He could take a person who the doctor said, my friend, you're dying, your lungs are falling apart, and he'll still get him to smoke another cigarette.
He'll still smoke another cigarette. Akidei kach, does he feel that if I don't have this next cigarette, my life is not worth living? Akidei kach. If I don't have the next drink, they told him this is killing you. Your wife's leaving, your kids are leaving, your liver is like this, your whole life is a mess. You make a fool of yourself, you mevazi your parents, you mevazi you make a fool of Hashem wherever you go. And it's standing there, the bottle, and the glass is standing there on the table, and his hand starts to shake, and something inside, that ocean, that storm is pushing him to take the glass and to take a drink. And then the second afterwards, when he's back in his place of thinking, the second afterwards, what does he see? That which a minute ago was the biggest metzius in his life. There was nothing else in the world, not his kids, not his wife, because he didn't care about his kids and his wife. He'd rather have the drink. Even though he knows in his seichel that what? He's going to lose his family. And if you ask him, do you love your wife? Because I love my wife and kids. But at that moment, that glass and that bottle was the strongest metzius on earth. It was a yam zoyef, it was a storm, an ocean, mamush. That he felt that I have to be prepared to be moist enough to give up my wife, my children, for this drink. That's before the drink. It was a metzius, but not just a metzius. It was the biggest metzius of his life. Because another day, after he comes out from the Alcoholics Anonymous, if you ask him, what's the biggest metzius in your life? He says, my wife, my kids, my God, my people. That's the biggest metzius in my life. What about drinking? Drinking is the anti-metzius of my life. It's taking away my life. It's destroying my life. My wife is leaving. My kids are leaving. I'm a shikha. I'm a nobody. I can't daven. I can't learn. My whole life is worthless. Right? That's after the triple, what's it, the after the, not the, not triple. That's the car. The Alcoholics Anonymous. After that, the person feels mamish stark. And when he comes out, then he sees the metzias, and he comes home and looks at his wife, and he says, ah, this is this. She's the metzias. He goes and he sees the kids sleeping in bed. Oh, Yankel and Sarah and Chaim and Rivka. Oh, this is the metzias. He opens up a Gemara. This is the metzias. He goes to Daven Ma'ar. This is the metzias. Right? This something didn't go so good at work. The metzias that he calls his wife didn't smile at him in the morning so much. This didn't work out. That didn't work out a little bit. It was a bad day. It's a couple of days after the last 12-step meeting, right? A couple of days later, he sits there with a bottle. Oh, his old enemy, the metzias, which is not metzias. And all of a sudden, that which 3 days before when he left the meeting was so stark that it's the anti-metzias. All of a sudden, it starts to talk. Moshe. G'dayks Moshe. You remember me, Moshe? We're old friends. Many years we spent together. If you have a little bit of a sip, I don't want you to be a shik. But if you have a little bit, then it's going to be better. Your bad feelings about your wife, about the kids, about this, about that, it's going to be better. It's going to be better. Chametz Sias. He says, really? It's really going to be better? Yeah. What about my wife? What about my kids? I could lose. You remember the meeting? He says, that's if you become sick, really. But not if you have a little bit. That's only if you become sick. And not only that, your wife, how many times you already became sick? She didn't take you back. The kids are very, they're nice, they'll forgive you. The Barishon, Chanun HaMarbalislav. He wants to make you. I've never read anything from Rabbi Nachman or from the Baditcher. The Baruchel loves everybody. Everything is good. Nothing to be worried about. Okay? Oilam HaTmuris, you hear it? The Oilam HaTmuris, the exchanges. Gee, everything's getting turned around. Lahat Achervim Satechis. His hand shaking. There it goes. But what happens after that? After that. So this, after that, Rabbi Yochim says, after that, that was such a metzias, that it was stronger than the metzias of his wife and his kids and the Baruch Shalom and everything. And then after that, what happens? He says, he sees Lo Klo Mamash.
First of all, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you break the rotzen and you don't have the drink, if you would break through that rotzen, he'd be zeichem, and he wouldn't have the drink. And he gives a shry, a scream, because it's not in his house. He already cleaned out his house from any of the chametz. He doesn't have it in the house, but it was somewhere else. And he runs out from the room. Wherever he's at work, someplace, they're making a time. He runs out from that place. And he goes back into the, he didn't take the drink. We're talking about, he was mitzlif. And he actually had the shmai. And he runs out into the street. And he breathes in the air, and he runs to see his children again, and his wife, and he opens up the Gemara again. And then he understands. It's the clearest thing in the world to him. I almost blew it. I almost did it again. Because I was in that crazy place standing on that ledge that separates between the Metzias that's Metzias and the Metzias that's Ein Metzias. I almost did it. But now that he was Zeich and he broke through the Ratzon, he sees it's Klamamus. It's nothing. It's the craziest thing in the world. What was I thinking? What was the taiva? That was a taiva? He looks at his kids. I was going to choose a bottle for my kids? Am I crazy? That's Metzias, the bottle. But to lie there like an animal, that's the Metzias over these children? That's the Metzias? Over the Rabbanishlam, over the Torah, over everything? That's the Metzias? The second that he comes out, either God forbid that he gave in, and when he comes back around, or the better ending of the story is when he breaks through the rocks and gives a scream and he runs away. Then he understands. Hareloi klum mamash. Hareloi klum mamash. Here we have how a Metzias can be any Metzias. The Metzias is any Metzias. Not only a Metzias, as Rabbi Yochanan says, a big Metzias. Metzias gedol v'chazok, a powerful Metzias. Like the stormy ocean. And afterwards you see, there's nothing. Dimyonis mamish. A dimyon, imagination. But it's a Metzias. It's a Metzias, just like when you're in the dream. And you're in a dream, you know that my daughter's just saying today at the table that one of the most wonderful things is when you're having a terrible dream and then all of a sudden you either wake up or you realize at that point in your dream that something comes to you and says, it's okay, this is just a dream. You know that? That feeling when you're having the scariest dream, chas v'shalom, and it's a terrible, terrible, scary thing. And then all of a sudden, you say to yourself, somehow, that's a funny thing how that happens, but you say to yourself, there's a schus, and a person all of a sudden has this thought, hold on a second. This is crazy, isn't it? This is not happening. This is not real. And then you try to have, there was a time I remember when I was young, very much younger, that I had every Thursday night, I had a certain like crazy dream. It had to do with all my favorite subjects, like Nazis and Arabs, all kinds of stuff going on. Yishmael and Esav always came together in my dreams. And other stuff going on, mixed in together with things from television, you know, like all kinds of crazy, but scary. The only is when at some point you feel like you're drowning in that dream, and then all of a sudden, either you wake up. I remember trying to wake up, and you feel like you can't shake it off. But at least at that point, you know that it's a dream. But the Metzias is a very, very big Metzias. There are more people in the world that live according to the Ein Metzias than the Metzias. Not just by a little bit. Not just by a little bit. It's not even close. It's not even close. Those who vote for the Ein Metzias or the Metzias. It's not even close. But afterwards, if you're zeich and you break through, it's Eina Klum Mamash. Garnish mit garnish. Nothing. Hayinuk Echol Mamash. That's what it means when we wake up with Mashiach. When it's going to be Mashiach, we're going to look back at all of Golas Hayinuk Echol. It doesn't mean on the Torah that we learned. It doesn't mean on the friendships that we made. It doesn't mean on the husbands and wives. The Cholim. The Cholimus. But those things that we built, all kinds of binyanim of hevel, that's any Metzias that we took so seriously, we're going to with Mashiach, as we were talking about last week. When the Mashiach comes, he's going to pull away the chalom. You're going to wake up. And that which everybody told you, that this is what you have to do, this is what you have to be in order to succeed, this is what you have to be in order to succeed, then we're going to see that that was all Ein Metzius. That was Ein Metzius. Hai b'shari tshuva, hei mi b'lashayna. V'lai mi aru ligar b'yam ha-taiva v'yicharav. In other words, Rabbi Yonah says that if you stand up to the ocean of taiva, of desire, you stand up, you don't give in to that guy that had a problem with drinking, he doesn't give in to the drink. He stands up and he confronts the yam ha-taiva. And he closes his eyes and he says, this is a mitzias which is not mitzias, what other Marishan on his madrega failed. Where the tree, the nachas, the snake was saying, you could be God, and this is not the mitzias. It's a mitzias of not mitzias. So the person confronts the bottle and he says, this is not mitzias, it's a mitzias which is ain't a mitzias. I know that you're strong, I know that you exist in that mitzias which is not mitzias. So the Shai Chula says, v'yecharev, if you stand up and you confront the ocean of taiva, of that taiva, it will immediately dry up. The ocean dries up. It's now Kriyas Yamsuf still. It's Matzei Shabbos from Kriyas Yamsuf. So the iris of Kriyas Yamsuf is still in our lives. Then the ocean splits. Which is exactly what happened with Kriyas Yamsuf. Rosh Rav Leib and all the tzaddikim talk about the meaning of Kleisol going into the ocean. But Nachshon and another went into the, because Nachshon, you understand, is the koyach of Yehuda, of Malchus, based David. And Malchus Beis David means the Bechin of Mashiach Ben David. And therefore, Nachshon Ben Aminadav was able to go into the ocean, because Nachshon Ben Aminadav is a taste of what's going to be when Mashiach comes. Where this ocean is not an ocean. And when Nachshon Ben Aminadav went into the ocean, it became not an ocean. And every single Yid can do that. Every single person has the kaiches to do that. We just don't believe in it. But we must have those kaiches. And we don't have to face, thank God, we're not with those kind of oceans like Bnei Yisrael had by Yamsuf. But the guy with the bottle is facing an ocean. And when you and I are in a situation where you feel that, I can't believe this person said that or this happened, and you feel like getting angry, that's not an ocean. It's an ocean. That's your Yamsuf. That's your Yamsuf. But that a Yid could lift himself up to a Madrega of Ubnesa Holchu by Yabosha, Besaychayam, 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 the person, Rabbi Yonah says, is able, if the person stands up to that Mitzias, which is not Mitzias, and he yells at the Yam HaTaiva, he yells at the ocean of Taiva, V'yichorei, it dries up, unless you don't do it seriously, you understand? Like if the guy says to the bottle, please, I'd really rather not. You know, it's not good for me. Then the bottle just lives at that. The bottle says, oh, he's already mine, I already have him. He talks like that so nice. Once he talks nice like that, the bottle says, I already got the guy. Please, don't, I'd rather not. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Mr. Bottle. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. I know you really, you have given me a lot of pleasures, true. He says, no, 10 years I'm giving you pleasure. I know. But just this one time, please, then it doesn't matter. Then already the bottle laughs at you. It's just a matter of time. Not even for that minute, but it'll be tomorrow. He knows he's got you. A person, Rabbi Yonah says, Ligar b'yam ha-taiva. V'loyimir, you didn't, you have to rush. He says, V'loyimir, a person who didn't rush, Ligar means you have to rush. Immediately, ligar b'yam ha-taiva v'yicharev. Ligar b'yam ha-taiva. If you're angry at it, and you yell at it, and you're strong, then the yam ha-taiva, it's an ocean of taiva. Not stam ha-taiva, a big taiva. An ocean. V'yicharev. Nothing. It splits. It's dry land, and you walk through. On your way to Eretz Yisrael, Yicharev, garnish. The Indian of eating, I'm not going to have to go into this, I'm just going to confuse you a little bit, but this is the whole Indian of eating Charuvim on Tu B'Shvat. That's all Tu B'Shvat.
Charuvim, the Charuvim in English are called carobs, which we like to have on the table to wish by, but only certain Jews are able to actually make their way through it. Right? You have to have special teeth for that. Special teeth. The Charuvim, which the whole Pnimius of Tu Bishvat is around Charuvim. It's the Charuv tree, the Chazal say over the mice, which have time, it takes 70 years to grow the Charuv. It takes 70 years. He asked him, what are you planting a Charuv? She says, I might not, my father, my grandfather planted the Charuv, and I'm able to eat them, so I'm going to plant so my grandchildren can eat them. Charuvim means when a person believes that there's life after this life. It means that it's not this moment. It's not true. That you're telling me, the Bible's telling me that this moment depends on having a drink. It's an olam shel charuvim. Charuvim, which means a lashon of chor, which means dry, churban, and so on. Charuvim means that I don't have, if I stand up to this moment and I don't demand that this moment satisfies, that this ocean of taiva is satisfied, then it will dry away. It will dry away. But if I have to have it this moment, if I give into the moment, rega, reish is going my malik, if I give into the moment, then the chorv becomes a chorv. Then it becomes a chorv. An olam of charuvim, a world of charuvim. The carob, the boxer, means it's not now. Take it easy, it's not now. Go through this, and there'll be payers. You'll have payers. Go through this, and you'll have payers. That's why it's hard to eat. That's why it's hard to enjoy that moment. There's nobody here probably has a big taiva for boxer. Even if you eat it, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there are yidden that have, but it's not in its real original state. I mean, they can make it into other stuff, but the way that it is when it comes off the tree, that way that it is, I never met a person who's a big bal taiva for charuvim. Because charuvim is the antithesis of taiva. Because charuvim means not now. Not now. Weiter. Keep on going. That's what charuvim means. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, v'layimiha religa b'yama taiva v'yicharuv. If you don't immediately scream and yell at the yama taiva, then it's going to drown you. But if you stand up to it, not with an edelkeit, not with an edelkeit, not as a gentleman, strong. I have this, you know how many times I've had over the years these conversations with Bochum and the girls, that there be a relationship that shouldn't be. The Dial Chachim Rebus, I'm not going to go into any part of that, but this was not supposed to be Chasam Kala situation, you understand? And then it will be this kind of a dibur. So finally, after hours, so he's masking, he understands that this is not right. I have to stop this. So then, like a big breakthrough, right? So say, good, Baruch Hashem. So it's over, right? Well, it's not nice if I don't go to speak to her about it. I have to, it's not menschlich for me not to, you know. So I said, no, don't even call her. I said, I'll take care of it. Weinberger. That's free, no extra charge. Comes with the schmooze. I call your girlfriend. I've done that many times over the years. I'll call the girlfriend. He says, you're going to call us. I'll call your girlfriend. Your ex-girlfriend. I'm going to call her. It's very embarrassing. It's not menschlich. I said, what are you, such a mensch? I don't know, you're such a mensch. All of a sudden, you're such a menschlich guy. And he got into this mess because you're not a mensch. Now all of a sudden you became menschlich. I said, I'm going to call the girl. I'm going to be very nice. I'm not going to say the bad way. I'll make up all kinds of stories why she's the most gewaldige girl in the world. It's gewaldige, whatever. My parents are upset and this is bad and whatever. I'll make up the story. But I'm going to tell her not to worry because he's never going to talk to you the rest of your life. You don't have to worry. He's never going to call. And I'm going to tell the girl, he doesn't want to hear from you. Don't call, email or text message, nothing. I'm going to tell him that. And the guy's like starting to squirm. As I'm speaking, he's getting very nervous. I said, Hey, Yanko, you told me it's over, right? Yeah, but I don't think it's nice to do it that way. It's not nice to do it that way. That's the right way to do it. Why should this? She's going to be very hurt. She's going to be very hurt. You maneuver. You're hurting her for the last 6 months of her life. But the only thing you're worried about hurting her about is saying goodbye. Because it has to be nice. Because you saw that in the movie, something that you have to say goodbye. No, because you're about tithing. That's all it is. It's a tither. It's a tither and the menschlichkeit. You think that the tither doesn't know how to talk menschlich? Tithers are menschlich. Tithers are very menschlich. Somebody will tell you, if you don't shake hands with a lady at work, you're not a mensch. That's menschlichkeit, to be a nice person, to shake hands, and to be a gentleman. It's menschlichkeit. And you can find some rabbi that says you can do it. It's menschlichkeit. No, a person stands up and is strong, strong, and says to the Yama Taiva, the Mitzias, you're not, you make yourself to be such a big Mitzias. You make yourself to be such a big Mitzias. Like I gave the Moshe a couple of weeks ago, a month or two, I don't remember when it was, like in the old Wizard of Oz, everybody here saw Wizard of Oz in Istanbul. Wizard of Oz, we grew up, it was a big thing, the Wizard of Oz. I had such nightmares over that, talk about nightmares of that witch. So the Wizard of Oz, so remember that? I am Oz. I remember like we used to sit there, right? Oh, this is it. Do you remember when they came into the Beis HaMikdash there, into that temple? Yeah. And then there was like, there's the Azor, the Heichel, and he comes, I am Azor. And then you pull over the curtain and there's a little old guy, right? Little old guy, Mugunish. But that's not even true of the Amataiva. There's no little old guys, Mugunish, nothing. Here at least you have a nice little old guy. He's, I am Oz. Everybody's getting all crazy. And then the whole thing, we don't know what the end, it was a cholam, not a cholam. She wakes up and she says, there's no place like home, right? She opens her eyes, there's no place like home. It's a moshul. It's a good moshul. So what is it? So she had a cholam, so you left. As kids, we didn't know, so did she have, what happened over here? That mean it never happened? It was very upsetting to us as kids, because I got all shaken up for nothing. Because that mean that never happened? And the witch is just some you know, nasty lady on the block, and there's this and like that, and it's garnish. That whole thing is nothing. So that's upsetting to find out that the Wizard of Oz really was nothing. That's mamish havel havolim. It's just 2 hours of time. What happens if you wake up when you're 80 years old, when you're 90 years old, when you're 120 years old? Some of you are waking up, and I'm trying to wake up all of us to wake up, and you see, that's what I took like so seriously. I am Oz. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. But serious, I took it seriously. The Mitzvahs. And then you pull over the curtain, that's what Mashiach's going to do. You pull the curtain over, and it's got nothing. And my whole life, I was controlled by Oz. My whole life was from this. That's what I mean by Kriyas Yam Suf. The Shira is Az Yashir, Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael. My whole life was under the control of a Mitzias, which is any Mitzias. And I really took it seriously. Any Mitzias. And the whole journey, I mean, it's an interesting Moshe. I don't know what they meant or they didn't mean, but the Moshe is a Gevaldig Moshe. And each Bechina of the Moshe, with the courage and with the heart, everything is a Gevaldig Moshe. It's a chachma, or whether they meant it like that, or it's a hashgacha, whatever it was, but it's a chachma. Vare mikoidim haya yam hataiva, Rabbi Yochum says. A minute ago, this was a yam hataiva, this was an ocean of desire. I felt that I can't live without this drink, I can't live without this thing, with this taiva, I can't live. Yam Zoeif, stormy ocean. Mitzias Gedoyle of a Chazoke. Chavosoid Hadvarim, the secret of what we're learning to understand this. Shemekevin Shein Zel ahead of Chisarim. Because the Bible is only, Hashem created it, that's our Nisayin. The Ramchal talks about the beginning. It's a world of Heder and Helen and the Siyanis. It's a Mitzias, which is not Mitzias. It's the Eitz Adas Tevera. So because it's Ein Zeh ahead of Chisan Rak Gar a Grady Yichel Lahachir B'Sayam Agor Lalazeh. A Gar, you have to give a shry. Gar means you have to scream. But it takes one scream. If you give one good scream, it's finished. I mean, if you make a stand, it goes away. If it knows that you mean business, and you give back, you know, you give back something, it goes away. It goes away. And this big ocean, the whole Yamsuf, and the whole Mitzrayim and the whole Malchus of Mitzrayim, garnish, nothing. And we saw the Mitzrayim lying dead by the shore. That's how it is with everything, with all the tithes. Meis al svas hayam. Finished. V'nasa charv mamish, kilo lo hayimayil. Comes altogether charv, as if it never was. V'zehu soyd shal mitzias, zu shal hedah. This is the secret of the mitzias that's not mitzias. Im omnam ki hu mitzias gedayla. It is a big mitzias. It looks like that. It's powerful. An ocean. But after the ma'isa, either after you broke through it and you didn't give in, or God forbid if you gave in, and when you wake up from it, there is nothing here. Shekol ha-metzias shelo rak heder v'heder, just heder, nothingness. V'arishoyim nidmul hem kechut asayir, what the Gemara says, that after this, after they die, at the end, after the world, Hashem Yisbarach shows them the Yetzirah. He shows the wicked ones, the evil ones, the Yetzirah, who their whole lives they gave into it. They didn't just give into it, they subscribed. They were big fans of the Yetzirah. And then they see that what? They see it for what it, as a strand of hair. Meaning that it's not Messias. The whole lives, they had a subscription to the Yetzirah. They gave in, they subscribed to it, they supported the Yetzirah, they were given everything looking with the Yetzirah, and the Rishonim did not get chut asarigmas, it's like a hair. Koydim shemolei milei ritzainai, nidnu like a har gavoyim. Before you actually give in to your taiva, or you break the taiva, before that, it looks like Mount Everest. I can't get past this bottle. I can't really keep this title. It's like a mountain. It's a har gavoya. V'she'iev shel l'shoiva v'shum oifin v'oifin. I can't break this mountain. It's a big mountain. I can't break this habit. I have a habit. I do this aveira. I've been doing this aveira my whole life. I can't. It's a mountain. And not only that, a lot of people also can't. That's also an interesting question. A lot of people can't break. I'm not the only one that can't break this title. I'm not the only one that... This Mount Everest, I can't climb on this. I can't. But then once you gave in to your taiva, you indulged. You gave in to what you wanted, because the rotzon is what creates. We'll talk a lot about that. The rotzon is what creates the mitzvahs, that's not mitzvahs. Then it makes you sick. Disgusting. I can't believe I did that. You're so disgusted. You feel so disgusting. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I gave it to him. That's such a stupid thing that I did. For what? What did I get from it? Why? Why did I do that? You know, why did you do it? Why couldn't you ask the same kasha before you did it? Then it was a mountain. Now it's not even a molehill, it's a garnish magarnish, and you see it for what it really is. Now you see that it sees the thing and it sees it, and it laughs at you in the face. As it goes away. It runs away. It was a big monster. It was a dragon. And then you gave into the taiva, and then the taiva laughs at you and it runs away. And then as it's running away, the dragon becomes a little mouse, and then it goes and disappears and it's nothing. Ashes. And all you hear is like the laughter. You did it again. That's all it is. Ein mitzias. It is mamish, all it is disgusting and loathsome in your eyes. Like I mentioned last week in the Chabura, that the Maaseh we have in Navi, the Soloveitchik Zayin talks about it in Ahal HaTshuva, there's a Merdeka thing in Ahal HaTshuva about it, but what happened with Amnon and Tamar, you know, with Navi,
that he was mishigah. All he wanted was, she was beautiful, she was his whole, all he wanted is to do a maisa with this woman. And in the end, he was so mishigah, it says, in love with her, and then he forced, and there was a terrible thing that happened. And then after the maisa, he was so sick and disgusted, the Navi says that he hated her more than he loved her. He hated her more than he ever loved her. It was just 2 minutes later. After the maisa. He hated her. Why? Because he blamed her for being the cause of his downfall, which often happens in relationships. In other words, once he sees that it's nothing, after the maisa, it's nothing, and that which he thought was a mountain is nothing, then he has a taima against the one who participated in him becoming nothing. You understand? He has a taima. That's why I always tell you, have these couples that they're going out, and this is a beginning, and I have to be someplace important, and the couple's going out, and I tell them, you're engaged, whatever, don't make a mistake, you have to go with Kedusha B'Tahara, because I'm telling you, you could give all the svaros in the world and you'll forget and you'll forgive. Inside the heart, there's a taina, there's a tviya, there's a kapeda, one against the other. Because if you do something, you're going to feel bad about it. And if you love this person, you shouldn't come under the chuppah feeling bad about each other. This is a taina. You were part of the mountain. In other words, you're supposed to be my metzias, right? My zivik. Then why were you part of the not metzias? Because the Torah says we're not allowed to touch each other. So how, if you're my metzias, and the Baruch Shalom chose you for me, then how were you part of the world that is the anti-metzias, that has brought me down for the last 5 years of my life? So she could answer, whoa. Like they say, by the Goyim, it takes two to tango. Hold on a second, you know, it wasn't so, I didn't, no. Just like with Amnon and Tamnon. He doesn't buy that svara. You know why? Because then she's already part of the Ein Metzias. And he knows that, so he doesn't hear any of his svaras anymore. She's a liar. Just like the bottle is a liar. Just like the drink is a liar. Now, your wife is a liar. Hashem Yirach. And you're going to marry the girl. You're going to the chuppah with who? With the person who you feel is part of the Ein Metzias. But if you don't give in, whatever happened to you in the past with other girls, Hashem Yirach. But if you don't give in, and you're strong, and you go with the Yama type to fight it, and then you go under the chuppah, then that's your Metzias. It's your Metzias. Of Kiddush and Tahara, of what a Jew really is. It's not just a matter of, can't we do tshuva? Rabbi, you can't, there's no such thing as tshuva. Father is tshuva. I'm not talking about Hashem's book forgiving you. You're not going to forgive her. And you're not going to forgive yourself. The Baruch Shalom, that's not the problem. You're not going to forgive her. You're entering into the world with Amnon and Tamar. And I'm telling you, you could tell her 1,000 times that you love her. There's a place in your heart that hates her. But it's not her fault, it's my fault. Make a difference. You hate her. There's a place in your heart, and it's going to take a long time to cure that, to get that poison out from the Ein Metzias that she became for you, and you brought it upon herself, and her and you, and whatever happened. But it's an Ein Metzias. It's a poison, and to clean that out is a big malacha. To clean that out, people could have fights 40 years after they're married, and it's still from that drink before marriage. It could be 40 years later. Because it's an Ein Metzias. And how could the one who's supposed to be the Metzias of your life, how could she be connected to the Ein Metzias? And again, you could make all the fancy svaras you like. That's the Metzias. And it makes a poison in the heart. So everybody could say it's sweet, it's nice, it's romantic, it's children. Come on. The Baruch Shalom says what's Metzias. We're going to learn about that. The Baruch Shalom makes what's Metzias. You understand? Not in a studio in Hollywood. The Baruch Shalom says what's the Metzias. And he says this is not Metzias. It's not Metzias. If it's not Metzias, then it doesn't belong in a Jewish life. So, right, they're finished. To scream and to fight against it. Then the Baruch Shalom breaks it and he makes a Kriyas Yamsuf. We'll continue next week. We should as Hashem to go through the yam of this world and to enjoy the yummy world that Hashem has waiting for each and every one of us.